Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Earth Rangers, it's me, Earth Ranger Emma. Welcome to the podcast.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers! Ha! Earth Rangers HQ. Yep, I'm back in the saddle. My quest for the best is over. And as you know, I'm officially still the host of this amazing podcast, thanks to all of you guys. So get ready for a chirpy, fluffy, whimsical, and numberlicious episode. Today, I'm counting birds. Yep, you heard me right. I am counting birds. See, every season, we do a little bird census here in the conservation area that surrounds Earth Rangers HQ. So, you know how governments sometimes do a census? Which is basically when we count all the people who live in our country and learn more about them? Well, a bird census is kind of like that, but for birds. And no, we don't count every single bird, not even close. But by spending a set amount of hours on a nice day, once every season of every year, we get a good data set that we can compare to get a better idea about the different kinds of birds that live in and migrate through our area. By doing regular bird censuses, we can track the number of birds and see if their populations are changing over time. This helps us understand if they're doing well or if there's something we need to do to help them. Also, it's not necessarily about spotting the rarest birds ever. Although, I have to say, if I were to spot, an indigo bunting or a scarlet tanager today, I will totally brag to all of my colleagues. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I got my clipboard, my binoculars, and my lunchbox. And I found the perfect spot to spend a few hours. I'm sitting on an old bench next to the ravine. Down to my right, I can just see the Humber River as it snakes along the forest. You know what? Here, let me point the mic that way. You might just be able to hear it. And on my right is the open meadow right in front of ERHQ. So, tons of opportunities for spotting birds. Here, let's just sit for a second and see who we can see. Okay, we're off to a great start, because that one is one of my favorites, the blue jay. Let's see. I think we'll have to go on a little walk to find it. Hello, where are you, gorgeous songbird? Blue jays are known for being intelligent, beautiful, and loud. Hey there. A flash of blue, gray, and white. There it is, up in that tree. Blue jays are interesting because, well, unlike many other birds, males and females don't look different. They have the same plumage. So how can you tell a male from a female blue jay? Well, it's not easy. Males tend to be slightly larger, but not so much that it's always obvious. Many other birds, however, like sparrows or cardinals, they look quite different. Wait, did you hear that? I'm pretty sure that was a cardinal. Let me see. It came from over here, and yep! There is a bright speck of red in that tree. Differently from the blue jay, in this case, it's very easy to see if it's a male or female with cardinals. Now, the one I can see is red all over, which means it's a male. A female cardinal is more of a pale brown color with red tips on its wings, tail, and crest. I'm gonna make a note of these two birds on my list. Okay, let me head back to my bench to pay close attention to the birds around me. And I think it's just about time for my snack.
Rangers!
Ooh, so today, I brought some tasty strawberries. I am so excited to try them because they are ripe and in season, and I just can't wait to see how delicious they are. You guys! My snack box, it's popped open, and someone seems to have gone into it before I did. Oh, my precious strawberries. Oh well, I hope someone enjoyed them. There's nothing left at all. Except one hungry Earth Ranger. Wait! I didn't see any people in the area, and I didn't walk so far away from my bench that anyone would have had time to sneak up in the meantime, so it must have been an animal that stole my berries. Which means we have a mystery on our hands. So, let's first think of who the animal critter criminal could be. We know that whoever it is likes strawberries, and that they have a good sense of smell, and a beak, claws, or paws that could pop open my lunch bag. Now, we're in the forest, which means the thief has to live in this habitat. So, based on all those facts, Detective Emma has narrowed the pool down to four. Four potential critter criminals. And they are a squirrel, a raccoon, a fox, and a bird. First, the squirrel. It's fast, it's hungry, and it's a great climber. But I doubt they would have been able to open my lunchbox, so the squirrel is definitely at the bottom of my list. Next, the raccoon. It's smart, has super agile hands that could easily open this old Tupperware box, but raccoons are generally nocturnal, so seeing one in the middle of the day is really unusual. How about the fox, though? Foxes are fast, they've got sharp teeth, and a good sense of smell. They can also climb up on the picnic table where I left my lunch. But they tend to be wary of people, so the fact that I wasn't too far away might have been enough to put the fox off. Finally, the bird option. If a bird did steal my berries, well, it would have to be a fairly big bird, like a hawk or a falcon. They'd be able to open the box. But hawks and falcons are carnivores and wouldn't be interested in my strawberries, which eliminates hawks and falcons. This case is inconclusive. I need more evidence. Hey, I just got a great idea. We are going to try and figure out who the thief is by planting some more tasty treats for them to steal. I do have some blueberries somewhere in my bag. Yep, this should do it. I'm going to set up my phone over there and run the camera to cover the whole crime scene. Okay, it's running. And now, let me just move my bird senses operation a few hundred meters down this path so that we're out of sight. And then, we can play a little game to pass the time. I like to call this one, Spot the Fake.
Spot the Fake.
It's a fake.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the Fake.
Okay, Earth Rangers, I'm going to tell you the names of four birds, and it's your job to figure out which one isn't real. Ready? Let's do it. Is the fake a mourning dove, a dark-eyed junco, a green-beaked seed cracker, or a yellow-bellied sapsucker? Which one could it be? If you said the green-beaked seed cracker, you're right. That one is 100% fake. But the other three are totally real. The mourning dove got its name from its sad cry, kind of like someone in mourning. It sounds like this. Aww. Mourning doves are really common around this area. That would be southern Ontario. And in fact, you could find them all over North America. Both male and female mourning doves are brown and similar in size. A dark-eyed junco is a medium-sized sparrow. They range in color, but are mostly dark brown or gray. These birds enjoy a tasty snack of insects or seeds, and they're not against a berry or two. You can find these birds in woodland areas, but don't look in the trees. They're often found hopping around on the ground. Want to know if there's a dark-eyed junco close by? then this is what you should listen for. And finally, the yellow-bellied sapsucker. Sure, it might not have won the name lottery, but these small woodpeckers definitely cleaned up in the looks department. These birds are striking with red crowns and black and white coloration. But why the name sapsucker? Well, because tree sap is one of their favorite foods. They drill holes into trees by tapping with their beaks. Then they lap up the sweet sap and any wayward bugs that happen to be there. These birds have a really distinctive call. Listen up. Nice! Alright, I think it's been long enough, and I cannot wait to find out if we caught the berry thief. Come on, let's head back to the bench. I see the bench, and yep, looks like my lunchbox has been knocked over, and yes, all the blueberries are gone. Ha ha! Okay, time to check the camera. Let's see. That's me, walking away, fast forward, nothing yet, and what's that? Let me zoom in. Oh my goodness, Earth Rangers. I see the thief. And it's a raven. Oh, I knew it. And it totally makes sense. Ravens are omnivores. They're super smart. They're very agile with their beaks. And they are very quick. I'm going to take a screenshot of this. And I'll upload it to the show notes as evidence. Definitely going to have to make a few notes about this interesting bird. Not to mention all the other birds I have to count. I think that was enough adventure for today. It's time for me to get serious about my census. I hope you had fun hanging out with me today. Until next time, thanks for listening and keep on ranging.
Earth Rangers!
Question for you. Did you know that you can have your very own Earth Rangers membership card? Yeah! Just head over to the Earth Rangers app, sign up, and you'll get one in the mail. Oh, and don't forget to use code Emma for 25 points.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.